Welcome to the Mind for Success podcast, a space for heart-centered entrepreneurs to live in deep alignment with what matters most, overcome subconscious limitations, and shift their energy into an unstoppable force. Before we get started, take a deep breath, hit the subscribe button, and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to the Mind for Success podcast. I am your host, Kimberly Leving, and I am super excited to introduce our guest today, Lanita Mitchell Blackwell. And Lanita she's an intuitive business coach. So I couldn't wait to get her on here because I'm all about intuition and I just love what she does. And she's written a book recently. She's a number one bestseller, an ordained new thought minister. I'd love to hear about that. And she's going to share a little bit about what she does today. So welcome, Lanita.
Thank you so much for having me, Kimberly. I really appreciate it.
You are quite welcome. So tell us a little bit about why you do what you do. I'd love to start there and just share your story.
Absolutely. So I have had a beautiful life from start to finish. Loving parents, great community support. And I followed the formula that they gave me. Do well in school, get a good job, work hard, and you will be celebrated and you will achieve. And all of those things came true. But Eleanor Roosevelt has a quote, and it is, "The future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams." But Kimberly, what happens when your dreams turn into nightmares? Because that's what happened with me. I was working, I was serving, and I was being celebrated. And that hamster wheel kept going. And even when I was tired, when my body started to break down with my hair falling out and my nails splitting, it was not until my six-year-old found me passed out in the middle of the floor from exhaustion. And instead of me tucking her in that night, she had to tuck me in. She literally got the blanket from her bed and put it over me, and a pillow from her dollies and put it under my head. And she kissed me on the forehead and said, "Good night, mama." And all I had the strength to say was, "Good night, baby." That I said, something has to give. I can't continue in this vein. But you know how you can know that something needs to change, but you're not exactly sure what to do or how to navigate that? Well, that was me. That was me. And so I did what I knew to do, which was to work even harder. And so I had the law firm, the accounting firm, I had the media company and the publishing house. I was speaking, I was a wife, mom, and we have church. And finally, my body said, done. And I had a series of progressively serious surgeries due to stage 4 endometriosis that was brought on from stress. And the doctors gave me these release forms indicating, hey, we don't know what's going to happen. And I was like, if I don't do something, I'm not going to see my child graduate from high school, from college, get married, maybe have a family of her own. And so I asked for help. And I found a wonderful organization called the Art of Living Foundation. And they have a center here in Georgia that was run by Mona Shaw Joshi. And what do you know? The first course I took from them was called The Art of Happiness. And they took us through a series of breathing and meditation and ways of looking at our lives and being joyful without the color of having to do something. So it immediately took me off the hamster wheel. And Kimberly, I was like, there are other people who need to know about this. And the more I shared my story, I was finding people just like me who had checked off the boxes that someone else had given them about how they were going to be successful. But it never lasted longer than that initial hit, that dopamine hit, because then they were off running. I was off running to the next thing. And so I created a program to help me and people like me to get off and stay off the hamster wheel so we can live a life of peace, joy, and fulfillment.
I so resonate with that story.
Yeah.
For real, I've been there. I've done that. And if I would have known someone like you when I was building my business and checking all those boxes, it would probably ended up a little bit differently.
But then you wouldn't have the experience you have now.
True.
Right?
So absolutely.
It wasn't for nothing. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But yeah, I totally, and I resonate with it, but I also hear that most people, I would say most people want that, but they don't even know, like they want it internally, but they don't even know about it. They don't understand it. They don't even know about it because we're in such a grind society.
Oh, absolutely. And the people who have taught us to grind, they taught us what they knew, right? But when you know better, you do better. And you cannot continue down this path of grind, like you said, and think that it's going to get you something even close to feeling good about yourself, your life. And your kids are watching you. Your family members are watching you. The people that you're mentoring and coaching, they're watching you. And half of them are going to do exactly what you're doing because you've told them that's successful. And then the other half are going to look at you and think, wow, that's crazy. And run the other way.
Yeah, for real. That's, yeah. Yeah. I can think of a coach that I, back in the early days when I started, that worked just insane hours. She went to insane amount of networking groups every single day. Mm-hmm. And I thought it actually held me back because mm-hmm. I was like, I am not sacrificing my life, my family, my everything to get at that six, if that's what it takes.
And good for you for saying no way.
Yeah. Yeah. I did about half as much.
I love it.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about your work and how Absolutely. You help people.
Absolutely. So in establishing the Live Life on Fire blueprint, it is truly taking people who are high achievers, just like us, right, Kimberly? And telling them, I'm not asking you to let go of the things that you have worked hard for, that you can't be celebrated, that having money in your bank account is bad. No, I like nice stuff too. And I love enjoying my life and the work that I have done. What I'm asking you to do is to redefine what success means. Mm. And so instead of it being someone else's rubric, so the work hard, the go out and volunteer and serve in every capacity, being there for everybody, I have my clients make a list of everything they're involved in. Because that's what my coach made me do. And it's not just your mom, but everything that is encompassed in being a mom. So drop off, pick up, if it's laundry, if it's making sure the house is good, right? Your CFO, Chief Flow Officer. So that's not just running your business, but every component of what that means. You're also the chief marketing officer because people are looking for you, Kimberly. You're also the person who is looking over your finances. Even if you have a bookkeeper, the buck ultimately starts with you. And when I did that for myself, I had over 7 pages. And my coach told me I had to get it down to 2. And so that's what I do with my clients as well. So everything you've written down, we've got to get that down to less than half. And the first round is scary. And so I support them through that process. The first round, there's some resentment through there because you're thinking that you're going to miss out on something. FOMO is real.
It is real. It totally is real.
Right. And then there is the anxiety of, but I'm the only one in my circle doing it. I promise you, you're not. You're not. They're just not talking about it because it's not popular. But I ask my clients and I work through with them to understand that you're at the cutting edge of something. That 66% of people who are unhappy and disaffected, that you are no longer in that 66%. You are in the top third.
Beautiful. Beautiful. I know earlier, and part of my own journey was really learning how to trust my own intuition. Yeah. I have a whole podcast on that and your gut instinct. And I'd love, and I told you like a quick story before we hopped on that I'd love to share too, but talk to us a little bit about your intuition and how that can help you with your success.
Absolutely. So the process that I go through myself and I lead others through is fourfold. And you'll appreciate the last one is actually call flow. But we start off, with breathing. And I know that sounds weird, but in breathing, it requires us to stop and to be still and to really appreciate right here, right now. And now is really the only moment for which we can jump from, because now is going to determine tomorrow. In our society, we spend so much time, Kimberly, planning for next, right? There's right. always tomorrow, the next meeting, whatever it is, even preparing for this interview, right? And sometimes we really have to stop and just take a deep breath and appreciate where we are right now. And so the second part to that is silence. When we're breathing, it's quiet. And that gets us to appreciate not just the fact that we can be silent, but it gives our communications, the communications part of our brain, a chance to rest. If we're always ready with an answer, if we're always preparing what to say next, then there is really no space for us to appreciate what is being said and for us to really bring it down, get a feeling from it, and then to create from that or to reject it if it's totally and completely misaligned with who we are and how we serve, right? And then once we can breathe and we've been in silence, now we can meditate, because now we can actually hear a response to what we've said we want. Mm-hmm. We all have questions. That's just part of life. But at all times, we're getting a response. There's an answer. Sometimes it's a phone call that comes from a person that we haven't heard from for a while. Sometimes it's a sign in the street. And sometimes once we get to a very mature place in our meditation practice, we can actually hear the voice or have the feeling of the answer deep within. Every person has the ability to go through this, to experience this, but there has to be a place in ourselves where we want it. It's not going to be pushed upon us. And that is flow. That is allowing that feeling to take us and that we're trusting it no matter what is in front of us. There is this little saying that faith is believing beyond what the eyes can see. You can switch out the word faith for flow. It is trusting that who you are, what you are, and how you serve is exactly what you need to be for the moment that you encounter. And, you know, when you were telling me that story, and I think it fits well right here.
It does. Go ahead, but say what you're going to say.
I couldn't help but say to myself, that's the intuitive showing up and showing out.
Yeah. Yeah. So for the listeners, I'll tell you, I was telling her before we hopped on that yesterday I got called up for jury duty selection. And they called us in this room and there was like 40 people there, and it was a criminal, you know, how you have to be okay with a verdict of guilty or not guilty, and went through the sentencing and everything. And every part of my inside started clenching up. And I knew, because I, you know, I practice similarly to what you're talking about. I knew, like, I can't do this. I knew this is not for me. That was my intuitive knowing that I need to go the other way. And yes. So I raised my paddle and talked about the feelings that I had in my body.
Yes.
And how this wasn't aligned with what I believed. And if you ever want to get out of jury duty, talk about your feelings and how your body is showing up, and you might get off the hook because they didn't really understand. And anyway,
no,
it was a series of questions that happened after that. But it is a good testament to what you were saying, though, because most people don't even understand that. I mean, I probably sounded like I had, or looked like I had three heads to them.
Yeah,
trying to explain that this wasn't feeling right in my body.
That's right.
I couldn't do it.
But see how it served you, you know, right?
Yes.
Because there were so many other things that you needed to do that were not in flow with jury duty. And this is not popular. And as an officer of the court, I hope no judges are listening to this, but this is the truth. It really brings you down as far as your energetic signature and the type of work that we need to do to be of service for our clients and for ourselves. We don't need any external forces that are that we purposefully bring into our lives that are going to bring us down.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. And part of it, which I was able to explain a little bit clearer, is it goes against to what I do. Yes. I literally, when I'm with clients, I sit in non-judgment.
Yes.
Because that's who I need to be. That's how I need to show up for them to open up and for them to feel comfortable. Yeah. So to put my put myself in a place of judgment purposely just was so not aligned.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, the last part of my book and my program is living your life in awe. And this is a place where you can embrace all of your skills, gifts, and talents and allow them to manifest as they need and to do so without shame or guilt. I remember the first time that it happened, it was not purposeful. It just happened. I was going through my prayers and meditations, and I was specifically giving thanks for a client who is also a friend. And I heard her mother respond, "And you better be good to her too." And I just had the feeling of like the net going and all the rest of it, right?
Uh-huh.
And I was on the phone with her a couple of days later, and we were just talking. And I said, "Your mom is really proud of you. And I thanked her for your friendship." And she said, "What did she say?" And it did not strike me as odd that she asked that question. I just responded without thinking. And I said, "She said to be good to you." And she said, "No, what'd she really say?" And so then I told her what she said with the, you know, attitude. And she started laughing. She said, "Yeah, now that's mama." Now, what I did not mention is her mother had passed away 6 years prior.
Mm.
And I'd only met her mom once. So it's not like I would know her to be able to mean her like that, right? And I thought about it later. Not only was my client not surprised, she was not freaked out. She was appreciative of what I said.
Mm.
And that is when I knew that I was in at the cusp of something great when it came to utilizing my skills, gifts, and talents, not just for my own benefit, but for those around me. And so whether it's my legal clients or my coaching clients, they now get the benefit of all of me. And I think if more people were to push aside what society thinks and what people tell you they think about certain things, because you know what they tell you and what they do are not always the same.
True.
Not always the same. I think that we would have happier people in the world. I mean, there are 45% of people in this world who don't remember what happiness feels like. And this was pre-pandemic, right?
Yeah, I can't imagine what it might be now.
Right.
I mean,
yeah,
we know things got worse through that.
Absolutely. And then 78% of people. So that means that if there are 10 folks, 8 of them would be willing to pay to experience happiness.
Wow.
And my thing is, I'm telling you, you don't have to pay for it. It's already within.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think people are hungry for this.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've been getting a feeling because maybe it's because of the circles I've been in, but it feels like more people are open to hearing this than more now than ever before. And maybe it was the pandemic that pushed us to that. I'm really fed up with the way things have been going. And now I'm ready to like embrace or do something, do life a little bit differently.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So love what you're doing. I love what you're doing and that you're embracing your gifts. In one of the communities I'm in, we call that our magic.
Oh, so, I love it. Yes.
So really embracing that and bringing it forward in your work. That is what, you know, that's how we're connected. You know, that's how we're connected to, you know, God, source, the universe, whatever word it is for you.
The God of your understanding. Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, it's interesting when you said that's your magic. When I first started trying to get on this journey of releasing this old life that was just not working out for me anymore, my coach had me purchase a magic wand off Amazon. Yes. And she said, I want you to keep it because it is to remind you that life is magical.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yes. Yes. And I do keep it. And I look at it from time to time, especially when the old life comes calling, because it's just like addiction. You lived with it for so long, it became familiar even when it was painful. And so sometimes there'll be all these great things that come up all at the same time. And there is temptation to get back. But I'll look at that little wand, or I'll feel it in my body where it's tensing up, like, no, we don't want to go back to that. And I'll say, no, all things don't have to be done now. They don't have to be done by me, and they may not need to be done ever.
I love that. And the conviction that you say it is heard and felt.
Yeah.
I love it. Love it. So tell us a little bit, tell us about your book.
Absolutely. So Live Life on Fire, the ultimate guide to living a successful life full of peace, joy, and fulfillment is a compilation of stories that were built upon experiences that I've had professionally, within relationships, the community, that I bring together to emphasize the points that we've been talking about: silence, meditation, just being and flow. And they all come to living life in awe. And I did this on purpose because many times when we're reading self-help books, they feel great in that moment, but the illustrations don't really hit home because as a business person, there's not one illustration of how this looks in a business setting. Or as a parent, there's not one illustration of what it looks like as you're trying to parent, et cetera. And so I have it all because I check a lot of those boxes. Mm-hmm. And my goal in putting this in as many hands as possible is for people not to just chuck the life they have like it's horrible, it's terrible. And you know, that's impossible. If you're running a business, if you have small children, you can't just run away from that, right? Rather, I'm asking you to implement the strategies that are here into your life so that your life is more fulfilling, not satisfactory, but truly fulfilling, that you are joyful and not just happy. And the difference between joy and happiness is that happiness is a temporary state that is very much dictated about what's going on externally. If it's raining, you're sad. If it's sunny, you're happy. Whereas joy, that's an internal condition. Mm. And it's something you have control over at all times, and it is activated by gratitude. So whether it's raining or it's sunshine, you are grateful and joyful that you are alive to experience the day.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
We'll make sure that we have a link to the book in the show notes, because if you're listening, you'll want to go pick up a copy of that. And if you would tell us a little bit about your bonus, do you have a bonus for us as well?
I absolutely do. So in respect of those who have fire under their heels most of the time, instead of it being a reading bonus, this is something you can listen to on your drive as you're running. And it is the Live Life on Fire blueprint. And it is a 5-part short video set. And I go through finding your purpose and people, how to leave it all on the table, how to unstretch yourself thin, because most of us have way too much going on, how to serve with purpose, and how to live your model life. And that is totally free. And I hope that it really helps you in your journey.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to check it out. And so listeners, I want you to check it out too, because there's just so much wisdom in this, and it's something I believe in. It's something that I practice also in a different way, but similarly, because we're all unique individuals. And I just have so much love and respect for you on what you're doing and how you're doing it and the difference you're making in the world.
Thank you so much, Kimberly.
Thank you. So, any last, give us a last tip for our listeners?
Absolutely. At all points of your life, you are exactly where you are supposed to be, even when there's challenge, but especially when there is challenge. Know that it is not happening to you, it's happening for you. You are the silver lining. Every cloud has one, but I'm saying that you're the silver lining for that challenge, for that thing that is looming larger than life, to aid in your expansion, in your growth, and your well-being. Face it head on and know that you've got this in your being, in your silence, in your meditation, as you live and flow.
Thank you so much for that. That was beautiful. Thank you for being on today. And listeners, thank you for listening. I know you got a lot of value from this, because I did. So I know you will too. So thank you for listening, and we'll see you on the next podcast. Thank you for listening today. I want to invite you to download my free guide at resources.kimberlylebbing.com/unlock. It's called Unlocking Your Authentic Self, 5 Key Steps to Identify and Overcome Hidden Limitations in Your Life and Business and Realize Your Highest Potential. And again, that free guide can be found at resources.kimberlylebbing.com/unlock. Thank you again for listening today.